Hi, everybody, and welcome to our Only the Awesome podcast. I'm Aaron Tinker.
I'm Jim Brown.
And let's get started today. Yeah, we're going to change it up a bit today. We're going to start out with the video games just because it's a hot new topic and it's fresh on our minds.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about in it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll go to Marvel and then we'll go to DC. A lot of stuff happened today, so let's get right to it. You want to talk about Undead Nightmare first?
Why don't we start with Undead Nightmare?
Okay. As you know, that's the download pack for Red Dead Redemption, which mm-hmm. is Game of the Year for, I think, Xbox Magazine and
yeah.
Spike's Video Game Awards, and I think even Game Informer's.
I mean, if you haven't played Red Dead Redemption first, okay, first off, it's an amazing game. It's one of the best games
I've ever played. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they let the expansion out to Undead Nightmare, and it got, what, a 10 out of 10?
It's 10 out of 10. It's also won the award for downloadable content.
And it is.
And I unfortunately made the mistake of not beating the game first, but I was so ready to play it.
You can't help it.
Yeah, absolutely. I bought the game for the downloadable content, and then I just got an awesome game just because.
Yeah, there you go.
But, I mean, just dropping a load of zombies in this hugely sandbox world.
Oh yeah,
it's an awesome idea, awesome concept.
If you play online multiplayer, you've got the
Undead Overrun.
Yeah, Undead Overrun, and it's
basically Nazi zombies, just with a more open environment.
Yeah,
and Rockstar's third person gameplay, which is
amazing,
absolutely excellent.
And you know, you have such a nice weapon choice in that game too.
Yeah, there's such a wide variety of weaponry.
You can kill zombies with pretty much anything.
Yeah, just about.
Think of, you know.
So
that's always fun.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. The story mode's
pretty good.
Story mode's awesome. There's just a lot of, the only thing I hate about it is like there's a lot of waiting around for the next part to come.
Yeah, that's true.
And like another thing I hate is you cross the border into Mexico and like towns that you had already saved are getting attacked and people are dying, and I don't know if I can get back or not, and I don't really care to go 45 minutes the other way to fight off another town. So But right now I'm waiting in Mexico for, I guess, this woman to come out. And
I'm still waiting on Nigel West Dickens to show up.
Really?
Yeah.
Good God.
It's been forever.
I mean,
I haven't played in a while.
I got you.
Still, I waited 3 days for him to show up and never did.
My time's been taken up by Black Ops. I went and picked it up.
By the way?
I have played the multiplayer like you don't even understand. I've played the crap out of the multiplayer.
I guess we'll go ahead and transition into Black Ops.
I figured we could.
Yeah.
I'm getting into the story mode now.
I've never really played a lot of Call of Duty.
Well,
I played like 2 and 3, but I never went into Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare is the one to do. I never played Modern Warfare. I played a little bit of the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Finally started getting a little bit good at it. I played through the Modern Warfare 2 story mode, and I love the story mode. It's a really good story.
All right.
Like an awesome story you can keep up with. Black Ops, I think, follows World at War, which is also a good story, but I don't think I've played through that one. I think my little brother played through it. It's got an awesome voice cast. Gary Oldman, Sam Worthington, Ice Cube.
Oh, I love Sam Worthington.
Ed Harris. Yeah. Some other ones. It's pretty awesome.
It's a lot of talent.
It is a lot of talent, and Worthington plays the main character, so it's basically a movie.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean,
it's
really good. And then you've got the Nazi zombies, which I think is a step back from World at War.
Really?
But there's a lot more you can do with it. There's they now have the demon dogs and everything.
That's cool.
I mean, they do a lot with those.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's the online multiplayer, which now you can create, like, you can create your own logos and your own, you know, all that good stuff.
That's always good fun.
Yeah, just creative part's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, like to have some say-so.
Yeah. And then, I mean, like, I've seen all kinds of pictures. Like, they'll take, it's kind of like SmackDown versus Raw's creative mode, where you can take the layers and put, like, circles over squares over this, that, and the other.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I've seen people make the Batman logo. I've seen people make the Superman logo. The Philadelphia Phillies was one I saw the other day. But,
I might have to pick it up, because I've never really been a fan of...
Once you start playing it, you'll really get into it. Like, you'll really like it.
I always
like
Medal of Honor.
I haven't had a chance to play the new Medal of Honor yet.
I haven't really either, but, like, Medal of Honor Frontline, when it came out, it was my favorite game. And... I've been a fan of that, and I've never really transitioned much into Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a one, you know, I like to stick to one kind of brand.
Yeah, I kind of like Ghost Recon, but then I kind of got out of it after the second one.
It got too difficult after a while.
After a while, I was like, holy crap,
it's like Splinter Cell. It's so hard. You can't even play it.
I want to play Conviction, though. I want to play this newest one.
Yeah.
But, let's see. What else is there?
We can go ahead and talk about DC Universe Online.
Yeah, go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
I haven't got the game yet, just because I've been lazy. But I played the beta, and let me tell you, it is... At first, you get stuck on, like, Brainiac's ship, and it takes a while to kind of get out of it and kind of pick everything up. But once you do, you get into, like, the open world, and it is so awesome. Like, you can... I mean, there's so much content in it, and it's so big. I mean, like, you know, you can choose hero or villain, and you get a mentor. You get, like, Batman, Superman for the heroes, and you get, like, Lex Luthor and Joker for the villains. And wherever you choose, like, whichever mentor you choose is where you kind of start out. And it kind of chooses who the villains are and who's your, like, voice throughout the whole game. Like, the first time I went with Batman or Joker, you take Gotham City, and they mentor you through that. And, like, as Batman, the first person you face is, like, Scarecrow and then Bane. And that just kind of chooses how...
So there's a wide variety of villains,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, there's so many. There's so much content. And there'll just be, like, just villains. Like, Killer Croc, you can just be walking in the open world, and he'll just come walking out of the sewer and try to kill you. So, I mean, like, just even when you're not even in story mode, there's villains there, and it's just
so
much detail.
Yeah.
Like, and I played as a villain, and I worked for Lex Luthor, and you start in Metropolis, and, like, your first mentor that you work under is, like, Parasite.
Yeah.
I mean, not a very well-known
Superman villain,
but, I mean, that's just kind of detail. They throw everybody into
it. Yeah, they want to bring in everybody for...
And the gameplay, you think of, like, a online... multiplayer now, advanced controls, like, because most of them are on PC, you have to, like, get the walk and all that, and it takes a lot, but the controls on the PS3 are so smooth, and they just, the format is perfect. I mean, like, when you fly, it feels like you're flying. It's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool.
And it's not hard to learn.
Yeah.
So I was really happy with it, and I'm definitely picking it up. The only problem is $15 a month.
Yeah, that's the only downside
to me.
Because
if, you know, first you spend $60 to get it, $15 a month. But I think it's worth it, though. It is a good game, and I will be playing it.
Yeah. I like the collector's edition, but it's pretty expensive anyways.
Yeah, it's $100 now.
Ugh.
Nice.
But, let's see.
That pretty much covers that.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really awesome. I'd like to play it. Just I don't want the $15 a month.
Yeah, it's a little
thing.
A little much.
Yeah, but two more I'm looking forward to. One comes out February 15th, and I'm really gonna try and pick it up. Is Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Mm-hmm. I just saw the trailer on it.
Have you seen the roster?
Saw some of it.
They're bringing in on the Capcom side. They're bringing in Dante from Devil May Cry. They're bringing in Chris Redfield and Wesker from Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing in the guy, you know, the dog from the Peyton game. I think it's on the GameCube. It's like just huge. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Osmaratu or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in it, and that's kind of weird to me. I never really liked that game. On DC, Marvel, they're bringing in She-Hulk, Weapon 23 from Wolverine.
It's kind of impressive. She's not very well known.
I know MODOK, and then, you know, they're also going to have Captain America, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk.
Capcom, they're going to keep, like, Mega Man and Ryu.
They don't have Mega Man.
Mega Man?
That's the only part that disappointed me. They have somebody from the Mega Man universe,
but they didn't
put in Mega Man. I'm really hoping that he'll either be, like, a downloadable content or an unlockable character or something.
Because he was always, like, the big... He was my favorite Capcom.
He was like one of the very few Capcom characters that I knew.
Yeah. Well,
other than the Street Fighter guys.
Yeah.
But like, I know Ryu's in it. I don't know if Ken is.
Yeah, most of it was always mostly Street Fighter.
Yeah. I know Storm's in it, and I was kind of upset they didn't bring in more X-Men.
Hmm.
Like, I'd like to see Cyclops in it, but Phoenix is in it.
Oh, really? They put Wolverine back in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolverine's always got to be in it.
He's always in it. They put War Machine in it too, didn't they?
I don't think War Machine's in this one.
Uh-huh.
I know Magneto's in this one though, which is pretty
cool.
But the trailer I saw Deadpool's in it too. That was the other one I won't remember. It's Deadpool.
Dr. Doom's
in it. The storyline involves Dr. Doom and Wesker from, you know, the guy that wears the sunglasses from.
I've got a good.
That's him.
Yeah, he's got like gray hair.
Kind of. Yeah, like it's slicked back.
Yeah.
He always wears a trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's pretty badass.
He's a beast.
Yes, he is. But looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I rewatched the trailer for Mortal Kombat.
I'm so looking forward to Mortal
Kombat. Kratos is going to be a PS3 only character, so I'm hoping that Xbox 360 will get an exclusive character. They're saying it may be Bayonetta. I'd rather get the Master Chief. Or what's another Xbox exclusive?
I don't know.
Maybe Marcus Fenix from Gears. No, he's not a fighter. He's more of a
shooter.
Yeah, he's more of a shooter.
Combat. I don't know a whole lot of Xbox exclusives.
I don't either. I'm relatively new to the system, but.
I'm so looking forward because this has got a great roster, and I love how they kind of go back to the 3D.
Yeah, they're going. Yeah,
but it's more the 2D style.
It's like that side scroll. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm really glad they went back to that. So I'm really excited for that. And their roster that they have right now is just amazing.
I've seen that if there's going to be the standard edition, the K Combat Edition, okay, and the Tournament Edition. There's only 20,000 of the Tournament Editions available. So that's gonna. I know that has the. There's a classic Scorpion costume. There's Scorpion's old fatality that you can download, and you can download Reptile.
And plus, if you haven't looked, they've seen like the new costumes and stuff that they got for them. To me, just look amazing.
Yeah, I like the amount of detail they put into those. Yeah. They've really beefed up a bunch of the characters. Like I don't remember Sub-Zero being that muscular.
Yeah, he was pretty.
He's huge. But I'm really excited about Kratos being put in the game. That's an awesome decision.
That's sweet.
And I wish they'd bring in that's kind of like Soul Calibur back in the 2004, 2005. They did
they brought Vader and all that.
They had who's the guy from Tekken Tag Tournament?
Oh,
with the gray hair, shirt, with the karate pants.
I know who you're talking about, but
he was in PS2's version of it. Link was on the GameCube's version of it, and Spawn was on the Xbox version.
Spawn.
Which didn't make sense to me, but Spawn is still pretty cool, so you gotta put him in there.
I like Vader and Yoda, and then when they put him in there.
When I had it for the Xbox, so I played as Spawn all the time.
Spawn, yeah.
But I was never a big Soul Calibur guy. And then I know in the third one they put out, it was Darth Vader on the on the PS3 and Yoda on the 360, which is cool.
Man, yeah.
But,
getting a little off track.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But just, you know, exclusive characters are always pretty cool, especially when they're from different universes.
I think I like the Kratos coming in. Since we're talking about that, Infamous 2 will be coming out soon.
Yeah.
And Infamous was my favorite game, and I'm so psyched about it. But I hate Cole's new look. I hate it.
He's got a new look.
Well, they changed it. They changed it to like an everyday kind of like Ben Affleck look.
Oh God!
Gave him hair and all that.
Yeah.
Like he's a child band, like a whatever boy band looking dude. And then they swapped him back to the old ugly looking Cole. But like the clothes choice, and like they changed his face, and he looks
awful.
Awful to me.
Really.
Like he went from Jason Statham to like Kane. That's what he looks like.
Really?
Now, man. He looks bad.
God.
So I was upset with that. I just had to say that. I just had to get that out there.
I'm still kind of want to play through the first one. As soon as Replays drops the price on it, I'll definitely be playing through it. Is it a PS3 only game?
Yeah, it is.
Crap.
Always fun, though.
Yeah, I'd still like to play through it. I still got my PS3. Let's see. Video games. I guess that kind of covers it. There's not a lot going on. I've been getting back. I bought Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing through it on the N64. For the NES, I got Double Dragon and Batman. I'm playing through those. Batman is a hard game.
It is.
Batman, along with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the very first one. Those are some of the hardest games I've ever played in my life.
Yeah. I used to have Alien versus Predator. Because, you know, I'm a huge Predator fan.
Yeah.
I got, like, everything.
Yeah.
You in my room, I got the statues because I'm a geek. But I got the old Alien versus Predator on Nintendo. Oh, God. You can just hang it up. It is so hard.
That game is just is tough as can be.
Those games used to be tough.
Yeah, because, I mean, there was no,
I kind of thought one day, I'm like, maybe it was just because I was young and didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back and play because I'm a little older now.
Still beat the crap out of you.
I'm a little experienced, and man, I got tore up.
I mean, back then, you know, you didn't have anybody whine. Like, these days, there's not a level I can't get past.
Yeah.
Like, I get killed a couple of times, but, like, there's no level.
Yeah, eventually,
challenge in a video game where it'll take me more than, 2 months to beat? I mean, there were some points where I was like, good God, I'm never going to beat this.
Prince of Persia?
And I'll come back,
never thought I'd figure out
about
halfway through that. They had, like, a little secret.
You talking about Nintendo or PlayStation 2?
The PlayStation 2.
I know, that game was tough.
Yeah, one of the little secrets that you had to, like, turn a hatch or something.
Yeah.
I did not think I'd ever figure it out.
Yep.
It literally took me, I played for, like, a month, and I quit, and I came back to it. And I still couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Eventually, I did, but my gosh.
I never could get around it. I finally just turned it in while it still had a little bit of value.
I didn't even get close to beating it.
I never did either. But, God almighty. Games these days, I mean, if you work on it, you can probably beat most games these days like within a week. And if you don't, you're in it for the multiplayer, and that never ends. So
it's like old Spider-Man on PlayStation when you get to Doc Ock at the end of it, when you have to run Monster Ock.
Yeah,
that's
God.
So daggone hard. It took forever.
I know it. Oh my God.
That was one of my favorite games that I had.
I do enjoy playing that game. I got it for the N64.
Yeah, I still play.
But
that and Spider-Man 2, Inner Electro.
Yep. And Spider-Man, I want to talk about this too. Spider-Man is kind of like Batman in the fact that he's never had a really good video game. Now, Batman's got Arkham Asylum, which is huge, and there's going to be Arkham City, which is going to be even bigger. But Spider-Man still hasn't really gotten the credit he deserves in a video game.
Shattered Dimensions could have been so good, but
I don't like the fact that you can't play as Spider-Man. Like, I don't want to play as Spider-Man 2099. I don't want to play as Scarlet Spider or whatever. I want to play as Spider-Man.
And I
thought Web of Shadows was going to be pretty good.
Yeah,
they brought in Venom and Wolverine, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wolverine.
And then they got terrible reviews.
I played like some of the demo for it, and it was pretty bad.
God.
I mean, controls were horrible. The storyline was terrible.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. It just kind of brought it down.
I really hate that.
And I want my open, because Spider-Man, you gotta be able to swing through.
I like being able to swing.
So I want my openness.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man 2, I thought Spider-Man 2 was not that bad.
Spider-Man 2 is a good game, but you could go anywhere. It was kind of like in the terms of Grand Theft Auto, take off.
It was another thing, though, that where you had to like wait for so long, you had to save like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Ultimate Spider-Man, I will say, was one of my favorite games.
Ultimate Spider-Man was a really good game. I wish they'd make a sequel. I don't know why they didn't make a sequel.
I really love that.
Because the first one leaves you at a cliffhanger, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, like Venom, you think he dies, but he comes back, and he goes after somebody, but it never really shows what happens after that.
Yeah, and then you're just kind of left to wonder.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man really caught a lot of crap through his video games.
He's never been that popular.
Yeah, but
since you play Nintendo, though, some of the best Spider-Man games were like the old, like, Maximum Carnage. You want to pick that up?
Is that for the Super Nintendo?
I think they had it on Super
Nintendo. That's the game I remember. Yeah, that one was a lot of fun.
If you want to pick it up.
And I know that this original Spider-Man, like you saw Mount, I enjoy playing it, even though it has its problems. I mean, some of the graphics are terrible on it.
Yeah.
But
it's amazing just to go back after playing PlayStation 3 with high def.
And then going through and playing it, and it just looks awful.
The old thing, you just don't, it makes you sick.
I know it. I can't believe how far we've come. But, I guess it's a good point to transition into Marvel.
I'm talking about Spider-Man reboot.
Recently, the pictures of Garfield in the suit minus the mask have come out.
I'm a fan of this.
I like it.
I love it.
The only thing I hate, absolutely despise, is the web shooters. Yeah. I hate the web shooters.
I like the organic web shooters.
I like the Tobey Maguire coming out of the hand.
That just makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Because nobody wants to make that crap to swing around.
Yeah, I mean, how is an 18-year-old kid in high school going to make something that can project. It pisses me off.
It doesn't work because I don't know. Maybe it'll help. But like, you read like the comic books and stuff, and he like runs out all of a sudden.
Yeah, like I hate that. Or in like the animated series where he, oh no, out of web cartridge.
Yeah.
Well, you're a freaking spider. Can't you just kind of spit that crap out?
That's gonna be a problem. Maybe they'll show that in the comics. I mean, in the movie.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
So.
And I hate. I'll go ahead and say what I hate. I hate that there's no Mary Jane or Harry Osborn.
I do too, but I'm hoping that maybe they'll come into the story, yeah. Maybe the next one. I think they're just kind of waiting to see how this one goes.
I hate that. I don't like Proto Goblin. I kind of see him as them making him the main villain.
I see him as the main villain. Did I tell you what I was kind of seeing him as? I think they're going to make him to be at like some big threat, like in the beginning of it, testing him with the Goblin formula. And then, like, have Peter defeat him. And then he, like, kind of... Like, you know how the guys in Batman did? At Arkham Asylum did?
Mm-hmm.
After the Venom wore off on him, they just kind of shrivel up and die?
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen to him.
Like...
With the Lizard being the main bad guy.
Yeah, and that's another thing is... I like the Lizard, but he's never been a bad guy. Like, he's always, like, Kurt Connor.
Like, he's Kurt Connor,
he's always had...
It's kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde.
Even as the Lizard, he always... kind of gets control after a while.
Yeah.
And he just shouldn't be the main villain. Like, I see him and Spider-Man fighting for half the movie, and then...
And him trying to bring back Connors. Yeah.
Then them having to work together to bring down Proto-Goblin.
That's a good one, too. I like that one, too.
But since Proto-Goblin... Because I didn't even know he existed until I read about it.
I didn't either. I had to go look him up.
You know, when you read about it in the comics, Norman is the one that tests his Goblin formula on him.
Yeah.
And you know Green Goblin is my absolute favorite.
Yeah, he's your top villain.
I love some Norman. So I'm really hoping that they put him in this. If not as a role, at least mention him. Like, put Oscar
there. Yeah, like I want somebody to play him in this.
He better be in this series or I'm going to be absolutely...
He ought to have a big role, just like he did in the last one.
Yeah.
Even though he died in the first one.
He was in all three of them.
They killed off everybody in that series of movies. I mean, they killed everyone.
When they killed Venom, I was so
ticked. Yeah, that really made me
mad. What made me mad was he was only in it for 10 minutes.
Yep.
And I was so ticked off.
They were just trying to make everybody happy, I think. I think if they had just done one with the whole the Spider-Man No More storyline arc, that would have been cool.
But hopefully they'll figure everything out and get it worked out this time.
But
back to Kurt Connors though, I'm a huge Rhys Ifans fan. He's a pretty good actor.
It's still weird to see him as Kurt Connors when the last guy played Kurt Connors. Yeah,
because Rhys is what? He's British.
Is he Irish or is he Welsh?
I mean, either one.
Either way,
like
same thing.
He's got a deep accent.
Yeah,
I've never heard him speak actually like English.
Yeah,
and Kurt Connors is like, I don't know.
Because he sounds real British in Little Nicky and in the
The Replacements.
I think he's French, actually.
Oh,
is he French?
I think he's Irish.
You may be right.
He always plays in pubs and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. But it'll be interesting to see. And then I wonder.
I like him cast though. I kind of like him cast.
Yeah, I kind of like him in the movie. I just like the guy. Period. But is he gonna? Is Connors always been one armed?
Yeah.
He's always been one-armed.
I think he like lost it in the war or something, but
okay, that's
they
it,
never
then.
Really mentioned it or something.
Because I kind of like him both arms. I always thought it was weird because he was one-armed.
Yeah, well, that was...
But the Lizard would grow back the other one. But, I mean, that's, you know...
That was the
reptile, yeah.
But here's... I'm also hoping that Norman... Because I read, like, a leaked, what they say is the leaked script.
Yeah.
Which, to me, was not that great to begin with, so I'm hoping not. But, like, according to it, Norman... causes Peter's parents' death. He turns Van Adders into Proto Goblin.
Yeah.
He messes up Connor's formula, testing his Goblin formula. That turns him into the Lizard. I mean, so they try to tie it all together according to that script.
Yeah, but that's too much,
that.
Norman. That's a lot of Osborn.
I really don't see that going down. I kind of just see them putting like Oscorp in it. And hinting at him being in it.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, show him just briefly.
Yeah.
And just having...
maybe, like, the last 45 minutes of the movie.
Just having Van Adders as an employee.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
I kind of like that.
Or you don't know. It's a reboot. They may... Because from what I heard, they're, like, totally remaking the universe. It's not going to be like normal.
Not a fan. What do you... Now that I think about it, what would your title of the movie be?
I might title it like, I don't know, The Amazing Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, I like Amazing Spider-Man. I like the Ultimate Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I don't want Spider-Man again, or Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3. I want Amazing Spider-Man or Spider. Yeah. I'm not a fan of Spider-Man Unlimited, but I think a comic book title would be most fitting for this new movie.
Something like that.
Yeah. I'm not quite the Spider-Man buff that Tinker is here. I'm more of a DC guy, but I am a big fan of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think he's actually kind of underrated.
He really is.
I think he deserves, you know, a lot better go around this time.
I think though, if they're trying to like redo the universe in their own image,
yeah,
maybe they make Van Adders the new Osborn. Who knows? I would hate that.
Yeah.
But
I think they ought to stick to the script, but
they're
make it a lot better.
So much up now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're trying to go the Batman route, but
yeah,
you know, Nolan's taken everything and made it the same way, just kind of grounded in realism, and it works.
He made it a lot more real. I mean,
yeah. He's one of the rare occurrences where you can do that. Yeah. Like, Spider-Man's kind of hard, you know, Superman's hard.
Because Spider-Man's not really dark, which I heard this movie's going to be actually very dark.
Yeah, they've grounded a lot of darkness.
Like, Nolan, like, even the Joker, like, you put him in there, but he never explained how he got that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it still leaves you to think.
But,
you know,
the fact that he kept choosing different paths, that's actually from the comics.
Yeah.
There's points in the mm-hmm. Where, you know, he doesn't even know his own origin story because he's so insane.
Mm-hmm.
You
do that.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping that they will, even though I like Emma Stone, I'm kind of hoping they'll kill off Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
I don't like her as the number one.
If they're
going to
kill her, Green Goblin.
Yeah, Goblin ought to kill her.
It's imprinted.
Storm and Norman will kill her, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, moving along, on to, Thor / Captain America. Yeah. But a lot of pictures released recently. Green Hornet had the Thor trailer.
Yeah, I saw it.
You get to see it in 3D?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was cool.
Yeah, when they threw that hammer. Amazing.
The hammer throw was cool, but I mean, other than that, there's not a lot of 3D. Yeah. It's just like expanded high definition, mm-hmm. which is my problem with 3D these days. I don't like...
Yeah, it's not...
Not a lot of movies are shot for 3D.
Plus, when I go to 3D, it takes me like half the movie to my eyes to adjust.
I know, like, it's so much fuzzier when you're like looking through the screen. Like,
it takes half the movie for me to quit having a headache.
Yeah.
And my eyes to get to where I can actually see the whole picture. Maybe just ruins it for me.
I know, and I was kind of disappointed there is no 2D version of Green Hornet. Yeah. So, and there, other than Kato Vision, there wasn't a whole lot of 3D. I was disappointed in that too. But Thor is gonna be in 3D. I like what's his name? Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah,
Chris Hemsworth. I like Hemsworth. I like. I don't really like Portman. I do like. Tom Hiddleston playing Loki.
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston.
And I like Anthony Hopkins.
Tom Hiddleston. I say this every time. Just perfect cast.
Perfect role.
Perfect cast choice. And I saw some clips.
Yeah.
Where he was actually talking as Loki, and it was a little longer. And I saw some of the Thor and him fight scene at the end of it.
Does he wear the helmet?
Thor doesn't. He does.
Okay, good.
He does, but Thor, I read Thor just wears a helmet at the very first of the movie, and as soon as they cast him down, he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
But, he's just still a perfect choice for me, and I think I'm going to take a huge step here and say he's going to be my favorite villain.
You think so?
Comic book villain. It's going to be between him and everybody hated him, and I don't know why, but Julian McMahon. Dr. Doom.
I love Julian McMahon as Dr. Doom. He's just that smart alecky type villain, but he was perfect. That's exactly how I envisioned Dr. Doom.
Because Dr. Doom, Green Goblin and Dr. Doom, I don't know. It's tough for me.
Yeah.
So, but I think Loki is about to blow me away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a god. You know.
I know, man.
I like Loki as a character in the comics, anyways. I especially liked his issues with Spider-Man, but That looks cool. I'm really looking forward to that movie. I didn't think I would be, but I am. Captain America, we've seen the the release photos of his costume now. Have you seen him?
Yeah, actually I did.
He's got the, they did put on the wings. I wanted the wings. I didn't want them, I didn't want them sticking out off the helmet, but I wanted them on the helmet at some point. They're painted on, so.
The one thing I like about it, have you ever read The Ultimates, or did you watch the old
Ultimates? I've heard a little bit of The Ultimates, but
you
I'm not.
The Ultimates, like, cartoon that they put out that
movie. I didn't watch that.
Like, they have him in, like, the old, like, old-time war helmet and visor and, like, something straight out of Call of Duty, but they just paint it blue and
yeah.
stuff. I was really, they do put him in that costume at the first of the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of the new costume.
Well, it's they're kind of wanting to you know, jump out with this time right now, even though it takes place in, like, what, the 30s, 40s?
Yeah, most of it takes place. I think they said...
I like Captain America in a more recent setting, myself.
I actually think they said 90% of it will take place in the past. Something like that. It's just transitioning into the...
Yeah, I'm just really interested in seeing how it's going to tie in with the Avengers. But, talking about the Avengers, I've seen a couple of... they're starting to do the toys now. Figures.
I saw
they've got the Avengers Assemble logo on them. They've got Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man on it. They had a Hulkbuster suit come out.
Oh, really?
And on the Avengers, when it says Avengers Assemble, there's no mention of the Hulk.
Yeah, well, they were always talking the whole time. Because they did release that Skrulls would be the main villains, what they said.
Yeah, but I want to see what they're going to do to Hulk.
They also said Hulk may be the villain.
I think he's going to, his temper's going to play into this.
Speaking of that, what do you think of Mark Ruffalo taking over for Edward Norton?
I wanted Edward Norton.
Like, he was my favorite.
But I have no problem with Mark Ruffalo because I like Mark Ruffalo.
He's a good actor.
He's very underrated. He's very good in Shutter Island.
The only thing that throws me off is his voice to me.
Yeah, I think he's going to shock the world, actually. I think he's going to take over the role.
All right.
And be good at it. I'm actually looking forward to it.
I look at the other cast picks. Robert Downey Jr. perfect Tony Stark.
Yeah. Hemsworth is a good Thor. Evans, I was so iffy about Evans, but that's because he's always plays that younger, cocky guy.
Well, it's weird for me to see him go from Human Torch to Captain America,
which is just a completely different spectrum.
He goes from secondary character to main hero.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's never really been.
Like, I would like Evans as Green Lantern.
Yeah,
because it's cocky, but then kind of learns his way. Like, but Captain America, humble.
I never see Evans as that main character, though.
Yeah, I like Evans as a main character, but he needs a little bit more star power. Like, he needs more movies where he is a main character. Like, Push is a good movie.
Yeah. That is.
But, like, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, where he's not the main character, just kind of a bit part.
Yeah,
I still think he stole the scenes that he was in. So
I still haven't seen that.
It's really funny. I'll let you borrow it. It's worth your time. But like we were saying, and another Spider-Man note that I forgot, that maybe you know J. Jonah Jameson, which I hate.
Oh no,
I'm not a fan.
No,
I want J.K. Simmons back so bad.
J.K. Simmons come back.
He's so great as that role. He stole every scene he was in.
They replaced
it was awesome.
Everybody.
I know, and like.
What do you think? Isn't Martin Sheen? Is he playing?
Martin Sheen's playing
Uncle Ben,
but I don't know how long he's going to be in it.
I never liked Martin Sheen.
I was never a fan of Martin Sheen until we watched The West Wing. No. Then I liked him as the president. Yeah. But
I don't know
how long he's going to be in it. I've read a couple of like you said, leaked scripts. What may happen? So it'll be interesting to tell.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I don't know. I'm still iffy on Captain America still.
I have faith.
The only reason right at this point that I really, really want to see it is Hugo Weaving for Red Skull.
Yep, and I think, I don't know about Tommy Lee Jones anymore. I saw that he was supposed to be part of it, and I haven't heard anything else since.
I heard that he may be like his
sergeant or
like
Captain
commander,
or, yeah.
Like the commander. Nobody big, though.
Yeah, but
I'm not sure about that.
I think this is going to be my second favorite movie of the year, honestly.
Definitely.
Well, with Thor being
first
and Green Hornet being third, because I have absolutely no hope for X-Men.
No.
X-Men does not look interesting to me at all.
Is because they put too many people in it.
Well, it's
too many mutants.
Yeah, they put a lot of mutants in it, but I've never really been interested in like the beginning of of the X-Men. True. Like, I've always liked the Cyclops, Wolverine, Storm, Jean Grey, Nightcrawler, or I mean whoever else you want to enter in as a team. Like the one they did in 2001. Mm-hmm. That team, I like that one.
Yeah.
Not saying that's a great movie. X-Men 2 is an excellent movie. But I like that team. I was never a big Beast fan.
No.
I could care less about Charles Xavier outside of his wheelchair.
I do love Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I like Nightcrawler. I've always liked Mystique.
Yeah.
I've never been a big Emma Frost fan. I've liked Magneto, but I like Magneto when Ian McKellen's playing him.
Really?
I love that one.
Because in the comics, you know, he's not really that old.
No, he's not, but he looks that old. Yeah. Or Ian McKellen is that old. But he still plays it really well. But the fact that Ian McKellen's like a frail old man, and the Magneto in the X-Men comics is just huge, bulking type character. I don't know. I really don't. I think this movie is not going to be very good, mostly because of the lack of star power in it. I mean, other than James McAvoy, and Kevin Bacon's in it, and
who's playing Magneto? I really like him.
He looks. Oh, I think he's gonna be good.
He was the only one that was good in Jonah Hex.
Yeah, James McAvoy, Matthew Vaughn's directing it. He directed Kick Ass.
Yeah,
I love Kick Ass.
That's a good movie.
This is gonna fail.
I think so too.
I do too.
I liked it. I really liked it when it was just Professor X, Magneto's origin.
Yeah,
they were just gonna do them too, because.
I like the fact that they were going to do the X-Men origins, but I think that Wolverine kind of panned a little bit because he wasn't given enough time, wasn't given a better director.
I think
they kind of wiped that clean, because I know they had an X-Men origins Magneto movie in the works.
Man, once they started just throwing in
just random,
so many people, and that don't even make sense. Like Sebastian Shaw, Kevin Bacon's playing. Makes no sense.
I mean, I don't know why that's even in there.
I really thought to begin with he'd be Mr. Sinister.
I did too.
But I don't know.
There's no telling.
But Kevin Bacon is a good actor, maybe.
I do like Kevin Bacon.
I mean,
but it's weird to see him in an X-Men movie.
Yeah. And the people playing like Cyclops and all them as young are not well known at all.
I don't know any of them outside of the guy that plays Magneto and James McAvoy. I don't know who any of the other ones are. So.
I'm gonna go with you and say fail.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a thumbs down already. So, the only other one I'm really interested in is Green Lantern, and I'm on the fence because I think it's gonna be good, but then
you see some
the back of my head keeps telling me I don't think it's gonna be that well. So I'm gonna go into it with high hopes.
I mean, but they announced that it's gonna be the next Star Wars.
I hope it will actually. It'd be cool if it was.
Yeah, because I was like, but I don't see it happening. I don't think you can make it that. It just does not look that good to me.
I know. It looks real cartoonish.
It looks like something that I would just wait to come out to see.
Yeah, I'd like wait on it to be, to rent it or rent it. Wait until it's in the dollar theater.
I don't know.
But
I guess we'll wait and see reviews first.
Yeah, well, I'll probably go and watch it. I'll probably wait and read an early review, and if it comes out and it's worth going to watch, I'll watch it. But now that we're into DC, the big news, which I'm so thankful there's a big break on my guy, is Anne Hathaway playing Selina Kyle, not Catwoman. I don't think they're gonna bring in Catwoman. I think they're just gonna bring in Selina Kyle. And Tom Hardy's gonna be playing Bane. I don't like that.
I don't like Bane.
I like Bane. But I don't like Hardy being wasted on such a secondary villain.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Or maybe not a secondary villain, because he actually takes Batman out. Like, he snaps Batman in half.
That's what I'm thinking. You know how they said that they're going to have this big finish, this, big ending that everybody likes?
Yeah.
That's, the most impressive thing in the comic books is when he breaks his back.
When he breaks Batman in half,
I think he may break his back.
I hope not. I'll be so pissed off.
I don't want Batman to lose.
I don't want to go in. I don't want to be in this three-picture story arc and have Batman just fall at the end. Screw that.
Yeah, I know. They did interview Christian Bale, and he said that they said something about making a fourth one. He said, "I've heard rumors, but I'm not going to get into that."
Yeah.
So I think they won't kill him. At least I hope.
If they make a fourth one, they'll bring in a different director, and they probably won't go off that storyline, which is unfortunate. Because I tell you exactly what I think they're going to do. They're going to bring in a lesser-known actor. Nobody's as good as Chris Nolan in my eyes right now.
I think he's the best director.
I think and George Lucas are also good. But those two have created their own worlds now. They've got Star Wars and Avatar.
Plus, they're just far off.
I mean, they're far off in their pools of millions of dollars.
They're not.
But I like
the realistic type, like Nolan.
Yeah, Nolan's awesome making realistic movies. Like, have you seen with Inception? He's actually making an Inception video game.
Really?
Which will be very interesting to see.
That's intense.
But I'm really looking forward to this. I don't like that Tom Hardy's playing Bane.
I don't really like that Bane's in it.
I understand Bane being in it, kind of like it's a hitman type, but I would have much rather seen Deadshot.
I want to know how they're going to play that, though, because Bane goes from skinny dude to...
Yeah, I know Nolan doesn't like...
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
He's not a big visual effects guy.
Nolan did... He had expressed before that he didn't really like Bane.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're going to rule out the Penguin and the Riddler...
The Riddler, I was so certain...
Yeah, I'm really hoping he'll still be in it.
The one person...
And we don't know, yeah.
Because I definitely don't want Bane or Selina to be the main villain, because that's just...
No
Bane.
I wanted Anne Hathaway to play Vicky Vale. I'd rather have Vicky Vale than Selina Kyle.
I want Black Mask.
I just like Black Mask.
And I see Black Mask and Bane going together, because if he like hired Bane or something.
Yeah, I'm really hoping there's a big guy behind the curtain.
Yeah, I mean.
But you've only got one more movie to go through to do this, so if they're going to do that, if.
I don't like Hugo Strange either if they put him in there. I mean, I liked him if Tom Hardy was going to play him.
Yeah.
But I don't see anybody else playing him.
The more I've read about him, the more I wanted him in the movie, and now it's like, I don't know if anybody else that can play him.
Because, I don't know.
So,
I like Bane. You know, you can put Bane in it, but he's not. He better not be the main villain.
I'm going to be angry. Even though he has, you know, the body type, and he's actually a genius.
Yeah,
he is very intellectual.
Yeah.
But he's also Spanish. So I don't know how they're going to incorporate all that into this movie. I'm really hoping if they're going to have a big guy behind the curtain, it's not a new character. I'm hoping they either bring back Ra's al Ghul, or they'll put Two-Face.
Two-Face.
And he didn't actually die, and he's running the whole show.
Well,
but
I'd say Two-Face, but if you think about it, he was concerned with vengeance anyway.
Yeah, anyways.
Like he really wasn't.
He didn't seem like the type who would go out and recruit all these and do all this
really
and put all this plan into it. Like, he just wanted to take out Gordon
really
and Batman.
He wasn't a bad guy. He just had a messed up sense of justice.
Yeah.
And that kind of drove him crazy.
So,
I just see Black Mask.
I see Black Mask as a bigger guy.
Yeah, the second movie, they wiped out the mob.
Yeah.
As far as we know, because you don't know if...
You don't know if Falcone
died. Yeah, you don't know if Sal died.
And I'm still waiting on Maroney to come back.
Yeah, you don't know if Maroney died.
Tom Wilkinson from the first movie. Like, they never said anything about him other than the fact that the Scarecrow drove him crazy.
I'm still waiting for Cillian Murphy to have another cameo.
I want those two to come back. I want Scarecrow to be a main part of this.
Yeah.
I want him to be a little bit better than what he was. Like, I want at least a fight scene. If they didn't have Black Mask doing it, I wanted the Penguin to be the one that leads it, and maybe have like Philip Seymour Hoffman come in, not with the deformities or anything, but just like a shorter guy that kind of resembles the Penguin.
Yeah. As we know, the mob's been wiped out.
Yeah.
And Black Mask has always been the main mob, takes over everything. And that would just to me would be the perfect opportunity to bring him in and just kind of rise up and take over everything now that everybody's gone.
Rise up, that's a good play on words.
Hey, there you go. Maybe.
But,
And then, you know, maybe he can recruit Bane and Selina Kyle. Maybe they can work for him.
Yeah.
You know?
I think if they do bring in this Catwoman, it'll be more of a Robin Hood type Catwoman. Not a fall to my death and be resurrected by cats Catwoman.
Yeah.
So,
I think they're just going to make her more like a thief and just resemble kind of cat-like reflexes.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I'm really, really looking forward to this. I keep up with Batman as much as possible. So another thing I want to talk about while we're on this subject is if they did stopped making Batman after this movie and just went with a new story arc so they can make a Justice League movie? Because that's what I think they're going to do.
Yeah.
I think that Snyder's Superman, depending on how it does, and Green Lantern, and whatever else, because there was going to be a Superman reference in Green Lantern.
Oh, really?
They pulled it out.
Oh, man.
Because Warner Brothers is like, oh, we're not going to make a Justice League movie, blah, 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 blah. So,
really?
I think they should.
They always say that, man.
Yeah, and they turn it around. So, I think what they're going to do is after this, they're going to bring in a new Bruce Wayne, a new Batman. It's not going to be as good. Nothing's going to be as good as that. You can't improve on perfection. So, but who, if you had to replace somebody, is Christian Bale, kind of a well-known actor, not maybe not a well-known actor, maybe a newer guy, who would you have?
It's really tough.
Nobody's going to beat him, so.
Casey Affleck.
Affleck's okay. You remember when I was talking about White Collar? The guy that plays Neil?
Yeah.
I like him as Batman because I watched a couple of episodes where he was, you know, he kind of was more on the other side. Like, he kind of flipped his lid. Mm-hmm. He was going crazy, and, like, they showed montages of him, like, going insane and, like, using different voices and whatever. And, I mean, I really liked him, you know, as kind of a Bruce Wayne, Batman-type character. I don't know if he could pull off all the badassery-type scenes.
Yeah.
But I thought he was cool.
Man, that's really tough.
I know it.
Because Casey Affleck, he doesn't have the voice, but he has like.
He has kind of the Bruce Wayne-ish type look. I still like Carl Urban a little bit, even though Carl Urban's more of that badass type guy, like the more scruffy type dude. I think he's playing that. Have you seen the trailer for Priest?
Yeah. He's playing.
Is he playing that hitman? That hitman
he's
type guy.
With the hat on that
yeah,
he,
I thought so.
I think he's one of the main bad guys in it.
Yeah, is he one of the main bad guys, or is he going to team with him?
I think he's a bad guy.
Okay.
I haven't read much into it.
I'm not a big Priest fan, it's manga, though.
I think the church hires him to hunt down priests and kill him just because he went against their orders.
I'm more interested in it now when I watched it. Watched the trailer for Green Hornet. I may go see it, actually. It looks pretty good. I'm an Urban fan. He's playing Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see that. But like I said, Urban...
It's so hard to cast after you have
You've seen
Bale
such like him just be so awesome in that role. It'd be cool if they're gonna do that. I'd like an animated Batman show. I don't want Young Justice. I could care less about the sidekicks, honestly.
That's true.
Other than Robin and I guess Superboy, I could care less. And Speedy. I like Speedy. But other than them, they have, you know, they slowly have references to the Justice League, Superman and Batman, and then they're going to start bringing some of the villains. But I could really care less. I'd rather have an animated series with the actual characters and their sidekicks. Mm. But even though I was a big Teen Titans fan.
Yeah.
But that's just because Robin led the team.
I wouldn't mind a Nightwing movie, man.
I wouldn't mind Nightwing.
Nightwing.
I've gotten to where I like Nightwing. I didn't originally.
Yeah.
But
I'm still trying to think of who could play Batman.
It is pretty good. It's almost a dumbfounding question.
Sam Worthington. Boom.
You put Sam Worthington in every role though.
I love Sam Worthington.
I do too. I like him. But moving along, I just want to kind of do a little potpourri of movies here. Mm-hmm. Red with Bruce Willis coming out on DVD here. Next Tuesday,
yeah,
I think.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I'm gonna see it.
Yeah, I want to see it
because they said it did good enough that it's gonna get a sequel.
Oh,
so there's gonna be a sequel to Red. So I'm gonna go watch the original Red.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
I'm trying to keep worried and see if there's a Prince of Persia sequel. I'm hoping there is. I like Prince of Persia.
I like
a lot of people didn't. Yeah. I did. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Ties.
I'm looking forward to that.
That looks kind of funny.
Good. It looks good.
It's going to have zombies. I mean, once you say zombies, I'm in.
Yeah.
So,
Johnny Depp is...
I like Johnny Depp is...
My favorite.
Yeah.
So...
The Lone Ranger.
Oh, really? I did not hear about
Johnny Depp's going to be in the Lone Ranger, but you know...
He's going to be Tonto,
right? So, like, who the hell is going to play the Lone Ranger? Like, you got to have somebody awesome.
Johnny Depp never plays hardly in a...
He never plays a really,
side role.
Yeah, never.
Like Alice in Wonderland, but he's the main star.
I know, and yeah,
like
Public Enemies, him and Christian Bale. Christian Bale's a supporting actor.
Yeah,
he's the main actor. Pirates of the Caribbean. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. He's the main guy. So
sure, I mean,
I don't know who's gonna play them, or who's gonna play the Lone Ranger.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be they say it's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more to it than there is like in the radio show. So
probably make it like the Green Hornet. And it'll be Kato's show, like Tano's show.
Yeah, that's probably what it'll be. But I don't want another comedy like that. And Green Hornet's enough.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
But let me see if there's any other movies I can think of. Have you seen the trailer for I Am Number 4?
Oh.
It's a superhero movie, actually. But I'm not exactly interested in it. Because they're saying it could be the new Twilight. And once you put Twilight in any sentence, I don't care for you much anymore.
I've never even heard of this.
I think it's like an original script, maybe.
Really?
Or it may be based off loosely off some comics. Don't know.
What's it called?
I Am Number 4.
Never heard of it.
It just looks strange. But, it looks okay, but it just looks strange.
I'll look into that. I'll check it out.
There's going to be Cars 2. I've heard rumors of Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, which is going to be sequel to The Incredibles.
I like The Incredibles.
I like The Incredibles.
That was a fun movie.
Where's my super suit? Because Samuel L. Jackson is funny.
Jackson.
But, let's see.
Good man. I like Shaft. That's a good movie. It's got Christian Bale.
I know it does.
I liked it.
Bale's doing this was strange to me. I don't remember what it was, and this will be the last time I'll talk about Bale, promise.
Hey, I like Bale.
He's doing a movie where he leads a group of Chinese prostitutes through a war zone.
I haven't heard of it.
It wasn't a rumor. Like, he actually said he took the role, but I was like, okay. You know, he won the award for Best Supporting Actor because of The Fighter.
Yeah, I did.
He beat out Michael Douglas and somebody else. I didn't think he was going to beat them out at all.
No.
But the way he gets into it, have you seen The Fighter?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I've heard a lot of good things, so I'm gonna check that out when it comes out, probably.
Yeah. Wahlberg's supposed to be like the main character, but you focus more on Bale.
Bale, yeah.
But he still hasn't came back his mask yet. So
that's like
good luck to him.
It's like The Prestige. Like, Bale's kind of really the secondary character to
Jackman.
Hugh Jackman,
I paid more attention to Bale, but Jackman did a very good job.
Yeah.
To be that conniving type of.
I mean, he and Jackman ends up being
the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
You would have never thought.
I never expected it either.
Because
I always thought Bale was a bad guy. But, that's a good original movie. That's a good original movie. I love that movie.
That and The Illusionist with Edward Norton.
I haven't seen that yet. I do want to see that. Anything?
I don't know anything else.
I mean, that's
maybe
really
next time.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit more.
Yeah.
But the big news was Dark Knight Rises. So I'm hoping they'll release a little bit more information as we go along.
I want them to release a little more on Superman, Man of Steel too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Superman. Well, I'm not really looking forward to Superman. I'm looking forward to Superman. And the only thing I've heard is John Hamm is kind of aged out of the role.
Oh, really?
So it won't be John Hamm. If they put John Hamm anywhere, I hope it's Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he'd be a good Lex Luthor.
I think he'd be an awesome Lex Luthor.
And I heard rumors of the new Mortal Kombat
the movie.
I still want them to do a Mortal Kombat. What was it? The one that they did kind of the created trailer for.
Oh, that movie. Yeah, the Rebirth.
Yeah, Rebirth. I'd love to see them do that.
That'd be awesome. Because that's almost like the Nolan realism.
Yeah. It
was very realistic.
It looked very good to me.
But still pissed me off. They kill Cage. I like Johnny Cage. But, there's that. I'm looking forward. I'm still trying to find some information on the new, on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot, which is going to be live action.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But
it's
like
by Nickelodeon, so. It'll be interesting to see.
They better put Shredder in it.
Yeah, if there's no Shredder, then I've lost all interest.
Gotta have Shredder.
Let's see. Wonder Woman getting the TV show, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe. They got some good-looking women trying to play Wonder Woman,
really?
So.
Well, that'd probably be the only reason I watch it.
And ABC's really pushing for a Hulk.
We didn't talk about the cape, either.
The cape?
We'll cover it
next time.
Yeah.
We'll cover it next time I get caught up. But, anything you want to talk about? Because I'm out.
That's about it, man.
All right.
No Ordinary Family. We can talk about TV next time.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Appreciate you listening. Hopefully you're downloading this. Our website is down right now, so hopefully we'll have it up by next week, maybe.
I'm working on.
Yeah, we're working on getting it back up. So appreciate you listening, and hopefully you'll rejoin.
Thank you,
sir and ma'am.